T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy to be here with you on a Friday night. Hope you're having a good one. I'm going to be rolling for the next 3 hours. This is a four-hour show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. A big shout-out to super producer and host Dave Shepard coming to you live from New York City. I can tell you another city that is absolutely live right now. It happens to be Miami, Florida, because the Miami Heat, seconds ago, the Heat just beat the Celtics in Boston. The final score, 111-105. Miami, they have taken a 2-0 series lead against the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. Boston can't win a game at home to save their lives. They go to Miami down 0-2. Here, let me paint a picture. This was a close game throughout. Multiple lead changes. It was a great game to watch. But when it's all said and done, the Boston Celtics, their stars, they choked again. The Miami Heat outscored the Celtics 36-22 in the fourth quarter. This was a game of runs. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. At one point, the Celtics led by 12. The largest lead for the Miami Heat was 8 points. The Celtics, they blanked again. Tatum and Brown, they could not muster a field goal in the fourth quarter. Let me remind you, the Miami Heat are the 8th seed. The series is going to Miami. You got Jimmy Butler, who decided to turn it up again. At one point, Grant Williams, who was guarding him, you know, they were going nose to nose, face to face, forehead to forehead. Jimmy Butler finishes tonight with 27 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. He had 2 blocks, 3 steals, filling up the stat sheet again, going into to God mode. And Bam Adebayo was an assist away from a triple-double. 22 points, 17 rebounds, 9 assist. And then you had Caleb Martin, who had a ridiculously hot start to this game, finished hot as well. He gives you 25 points off the bench. Duncan Robinson gives you 15 points off the bench. He had 0 in the last game. And Kyle Lowry, who lit it up last game, and Kyle Lowry wasn't needed. Tonight, Kyle Lowry, 0 points. This is nuts. The Boston Celtics, they laid an egg. I thought Boston was going to win this series. They're so up and down and so inconsistent. It would not shock me if they tied up this series. But the Miami Heat, obviously in complete and total control right now, this minute. This was a back and forth, man. At one point, the Celtics, they were there. Grant Williams going back and forth with Jimmy Butler. He had 9 points. Tatum had 34 despite having none to close out the game. Brown had another terrible game. I don't know if it's that hand injury from the other day. He had 16 points, 7 of 23 from the field. He was 1 of 7 from downtown. And I guess Grant Williams, he started feeling himself. And Jimmy Butler, was the man who had the answers. I want you to listen to this. This is in the fourth quarter, by the way. And this is courtesy of the Celtics Radio Network. Grant Williams was able to knock down a three. Listen to this.
Top of the circle. Bounce pass for Grant Williams into the corner. Jaylen Brown goes on Robinson. Help from Vincent. He's double-teamed. Kick out. Grant, open three. Got it.
Well, that's that dude.
What a night for Grant Williams when the Celtics needed him most.
You know, they sounded excited momentarily. So what happens? If you want to hear more excitement, let's switch over to the Heat Radio Network. I told you Duncan Robinson actually showed up tonight for the Miami Heat. Known for his threes, he got closer to the basket to get the Heat to within two.
13 turnovers have led to 14 Miami Heat points. Backdoor, it's Duncan again with a step on Brown. That's at least three times he kicked the screen door open.
Ooh, kicked the screen. That's a robbery, kicking the screen door open. That's dangerous. I told you tonight again, what else is new? Just about Jimmy Butler. He's the one who gave the Heat their final lead late in the fourth. Listen to this.
Williams in his sights, through his legs, down the right side, fires a jumper, knocks it down. 12, you need to stop. You can't deal with 22. It's a 15-4 run, and the Heat are up. 102-100.
Jimmy Butler's something else. Gabe Vincent. Who's hot, he's cold, he's hot, he's cold. Tonight, he was both. Only finished with 9 points overall. He stunk. 2 of 8 from the field, 1 of 4 from downtown. But I would say his most important shot was this one.
Some of them have both, by the way. Nomni knocks down a big jumper. Timeout, Boston.
Pretty nutty. The Boston Celtics are like two teams in one. Sometimes they're hot, and when they're not hot, they're ice cold. Here's the final call. Jason Jackson again with the Heat Radio Network.
What a run in the second half of this fourth quarter by Miami as Brown fires up the last shot, and game two belongs to the Heat. 111-105. Ended this game on a 23-9 run.
You should have seen the faces of the fans in Boston. It was a combination of shock. It was a combination of being miserable. The Celtics, as they walk to their own locker room, we know we got cameras everywhere. These guys are walking through the hallway and the back, and they just they look like they just look depressed. And sad, as they should be, but they should be upset. Upset with themselves. Even here on the last play of the game, be upset with head coach Joe Mazzulla as well. I mean, yeah, they were down 111 to 105. They had a timeout. There was about 10, 15 seconds on the clock, and they didn't even use the timeout. It's like they conceded giving away the game. And who took the shot at the end? Someone who couldn't hit a damn worth the entire game. Just Jaylen Brown. Just runs down the court and just puts up a three like, oh, yeah, well, don't have time to do anything. We just going to lose. And so Jimmy Butler gets the last laugh. Grant Williams is talking crap. Jimmy Butler answers. Jimmy Butler spoke to TNT's Ali LaForce after the game. And it was pretty straightforward. Listen to this.
Kevin and Reggie have coined the term Jimmy freaking Butler from the call in the win game one. You did it again. You're the most clutch team in the league. Certainly as broadcasters, we can't describe why. Can you help me describe why?
We got some dogs, and I love it. I love every bit of it. Guys never quit. We never give up. We love playing with one another, and we got so much faith and trust in one another that that's what happens.
You got to tell me what was going on between you and Grant Williams.
Some healthy competition. I ain't gonna lie to you. Healthy competition. And I love it. I'm always here to compete. I like to talk at times. As long as we get the win, I'm good with it, though.
That started the 18-4 run. What else fueled that amazing run that gave you the lead?
Some shot making. Everybody was making sure I had the ball, shooting good ones, shooting bad ones, but making sure that we get a shot on goal. And we got some stops. We won the game.
It still makes zero sense to me. Zero sense that you have an MVP candidate, one of the best players in the league, first team All-NBA, and then you got another dude who's also an All-Star on the All-NBA team as well, not on the first team. They're two wing players. Neither Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown made a shot, period. They did not make a shot in the fourth quarter. How? How? A layup? Come on now. You can't make a layup between the two of them? So Brown might be hurt. He may not even be able to feel the basketball when he dribbles or he shoots it. I have no idea. But this is pathetic, man. The Boston Celtics, I would say up and down all throughout the roster, even if they ended up losing this series, I will say they have more talent. But you know what? It doesn't matter how much talent you have if you don't go out there and execute. The way the Boston Celtics are playing right now, they don't deserve to win this series. The Boston Celtics, the way they're playing right now, they deserve to be eliminated. And pretty much the entire city of Boston needs to go out there and annihilate them. I mean, these numbers here in the fourth quarter for Jason Tatum, and guess what? He had another hot start. He finished the game with 34 points, 13 rebounds, and 8 assists. That's all nice, right? This is 5 points here in the fourth quarter, all coming from the free throw line. He had 2 turnovers. This is pretty much a mirror of what took place in the first game as Tatum was hot. And in the fourth quarter came around and he had nothing. 6 points, didn't even take a shot in the fourth quarter of game one. Jason Tatum has too much talent for this crap. And so if they sink, and I don't know what they'll do. Obviously, the Miami Heat are in complete control right now. But if the Celtics flop here, we've seen a lot of coaches with a lot of experience get fired here this offseason. Whether it is a Budenholzer, whether it is a Nick Nurse, or we want to look at Doc Rivers, look at Monty Williams no longer having a job with the Phoenix Suns. They have all done a hell of a lot more than Joe Mazzulla. And Joe Mazzulla, he has spoken, he's talking to the media right now, and I'm sure that will be another disaster. This is the same dude who's going to come out and tell you about their effort. We didn't try to go out there and lose. We tried to go out there and win. Well, listen, Mazzulla, I don't care what type of extension you got with the Celtics. I don't care if they named you the full-time coach after Ime Udoka literally screwed himself out of a job. You won't have one. If the Celtics lose this series, you won't have one if they continue to get smacked like this at the end of games. Because, yeah, sure, Tatum and Brown and whatever Brown's injury may or may not be, it's up to them. Like, why aren't you aggressive at the end of the game? Why in the fourth quarter of the last game did you not attempt a single field goal? Tonight in the fourth quarter, why didn't you make a field goal? You were able to go out there and put up 29 points through the first 3 quarters of the game, and all you could muster a couple of free throws at the end this time? If the Celtics lose, Mazzulla has to go. But that's not to absolve Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. This is a miserable, miserable performance. Boston Celtics don't have the comfort of being home anymore. They got to go down to Miami. But you know what? The Boston Celtics are so hot, so cold, so wishy, so washy. I wouldn't be surprised if they went down there and tied up the series and went back to Boston. I wouldn't be surprised if the Boston Celtics went back to Boston down 3-1. Nothing surprises me. The Celtics stink right now. Pretty miserable. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Buffalo and talk to Tyler. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, man. Love listening to the show. I'm just, you know, furious with the Celtics and how they were playing. Like, I don't understand why Al Horford is out there at clutch time at the end of the game. Like, it's very streaky, very washed, bricks a million threes, and just, and I know he's good on defense, but literally you can't have him out there to score points for the life of them. You know, I think next series, you know, Joe Mazzulla needs to change it up, go a little bit smaller, put Robert Williams at center. You know, maybe you got to start the sixth man of the year, Malcolm Brogdon, at this point. Like, get some fire. Bring back Derek White starting. You know, this lineup just isn't working at all. And Marcus Smart, you know, he had a few open threes tonight and just passes up on him and drives. You know, he can shoot that three ball pretty well. Don't know why he's not taking the advantage of it. But, you know, when Marcus Smart's not, you know, facilitating the offense, they're just bad, honestly.
Well, like, you talk about the shots that were made, the shots that were not made. Tonight, the Boston Celtics were 10 of 35 from downtown. That is a percentage of about 28-29%. That's not going to get the job done, not by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, Derek White shot 3 for 5 tonight. You know, obviously the best three-baller on the team tonight, but you know, you got to put Derek White and Brogdon out there more. I mean, I know they're playing like 26 minutes and everything like that.
Well, the alternative, and thank you, Tyler, for calling from Buffalo, the alternative is to not have any punch off of the bench. We know that Grant Williams tonight, he played 26 points. He had 9. He played 26 minutes. He had 9 points. There have been games here in the postseason where Grant Williams hasn't even suited up. And so you got 13 points off the bench from Brogdon. You got 13 points off the bench from Derek White. I'm not looking for those dudes to now help create offense because Brown and Tatum cannot do so. That's not balance at all. And I don't think it'll help the team in the long run. I think they'll still lose because the next thing the Celtics will do is say, well, who the hell are we getting a ball to? Is it Tatum? Is it Brogdon? Is it White? Is it Brown? Just throwing them out there on the court, I don't think is going to solve anything. When you come down to the playoffs and you get to this portion of the season, you need your stars to go out there and be leaders, okay? You want your Robert Ories. You want your Malcolm Brogdons, your Derek Whites. You want those ancillary pieces to help big you up. But let's not be mistaken here. You need to be led by your stars. And Tatum, we saw what happened in the NBA Finals last year. I guess this has to feel like deja vu for him. After dropping more than 50, he's coming back. He's like, yeah, I got 30-point games for you here in the Eastern Conference Finals. But in the fourth quarter, he's invisible. We're going to have to end up putting Jason Tatum on a milk carton by the time we get out of the third quarter, because he does not exist. 0 field goals attempted in the fourth quarter last game. Tonight, he takes 3 shots, doesn't make one. All 5 of his fourth quarter points, God bless him, they come at the free throw line. But the Celtics, their fans, they deserve better than this garbage. The Miami Heat lead the series 2-0. They beat the Celtics again, the second time in Boston, 111-105. We're going to hear from the Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla on the other side of the break. Typically, he can be a sarcastic jerk when responding to the media. I wonder what the hell they're going to ask him, and I really wonder what his response is going to be. That's what I want to hear. I'm going to get to your calls as well. Do you believe the Celtics are cooked? Can they bounce back from this 2-0 deficit? I think they can. They're just so bipolar. Why not? I think they can. The Celtics aren't dead yet. They may have been dead the night they sucked, but I'm not prepared to bury them. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Folks in sports, you got to appreciate greatness when you're listening. JR absolutely has one of the best radio voices in the industry. Appreciate it while we have it at this hour that we're available to listen.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Miami beating Boston 111-105. To take a 2-0 series lead. They go down to Miami. Miami goes back, not with a split, but taking both games. They get rid of a double-digit fourth-quarter deficit. Jimmy Butler scores 27 points. Bam Adebayo almost has a triple-double, 22 points, 16 rebounds, and 9 assists. And Game 3 is going to take place on Sunday in Miami. FYI, there is another basketball game going on, and it has significance because it is the return of Brittany Griner. The Los Angeles Sparks are hosting the Phoenix Mercury. The Mercury off to a 9-0 start. Brittany Griner starting at her normal center position, not wasting any time. She already has 4 points and 3 rebounds in her WNBA return. There was no guarantee that she would even be back in this country, but she is not wasting time to get busy. I still can't believe Diana Taurasi, her teammate, is still playing basketball. 40 years old. Her name is outside on the arena. They named a street after her. Diana Taurasi is going to be playing point guard in the WNBA until she's like 50 years old. Hey, Joe Mazzulla, head coach of the Boston Celtics. For how long, we have no idea. Joe Mazzulla spoke a few minutes ago, and every time he speaks, he's never panicked, he's never worried, but he's always full of sarcasm, and I don't want to call it anger, but a little bit of jackassery. And so Joe Mazzulla, this is bound to be entertaining, for whatever reason, I don't know yet, he was asked, what went wrong? Why'd y'all blow the lead? Why do y'all suck? What's up with Tatum? What's up with Brown? Listen to his answer.
Guys didn't make a field goal over the last basically 4 minutes. What happened down the stretch?
I thought we got good looks. Just didn't think we made them.
And the team's execution, you had turnovers, offensive fouls. It seems to be a recurring issue down the stretch of close games. Why does that keep happening?
The offensive fouls, there's someone there, but you have to kick it. So the next open guy, they do a good job of protecting the paint, and some of the turnovers were unfortunate. Just lost the ball at half court, but you know, when we did get a shot off, we got a good one, and we just have to execute better.
No, these are the wrong questions, man. This is the question you have to ask him, because you, as a media member, you're not just sitting there. Well, they are. This is part of the problem. You know, I need a quote from a story. Maybe I can get something good out of Joe Mazzulla. Maybe he says something funny or ridiculous or snarky, and then I can put it in an article and people will pick it up. No. This is not what you do. You ask Joe Mazzulla What message do you have to Celtic fans who don't feel confident in this team based on the fact that the fourth quarter comes around and they suck? Let him speak directly to the fans. Because Joe Mazzulla speaking to the media, who happen to be intermediaries to the public, that's not good enough. You can't ask him your silly questions about your article. Joe Mazzulla is being criticized, and with good reason. The same way Tatum should be criticized. MVP caliber player, one of the most talented dudes in the league, can't get up, even put in a damn jump shot. Pathetic. Joe Mazzulla is getting off easy right now in speaking to the media. He ain't going to get off easy if they don't win this series and they continue to lose like this, giving up victories. Should be no reason that they're down 0-2 in this series. None. 855-212-4CBS. Andrew is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, how's it going, my man?
I'm okay.
Awesome, awesome. So first off, I just wanted to say, as a Chicago Bulls diehard fan, you know, it pains me to see, like, Jimmy Butler, especially, as we saw tonight, and, you know, many other players like Lauri Markkanen, Wendell Carter, and just so many players that the Bulls have just, you know, not had patience with and just given up on. But I just wanted to see your thoughts on tonight. I just jumped in about 15 minutes ago, so I didn't know if you touched base on this at all. But it just seemed like to me the moment that Grant Williams, you know, listen, I'm not clapping on him because I like it. I like the aggressiveness and I like the defensive, he played hard. But it just seemed like to me the second he started chirping with Jimmy Butler, it was over. It was over. And I just wanted to see what you thought. And I appreciate you, man. I listen to you every night out here in Chicago, and I just love your show, man. I want to see your thoughts. You have a great night, all right?
Thank you so much. Thank you, Andrew, and much love to all my folks who tune in Chicago on the Score. I can't wait to get back to Chicago. I'll be there much sooner than later. You're 100% correct. I mean, pretty much when Grant Williams went at Jimmy Butler, and Jimmy Butler following that, he drove to the basket. Miami pretty much was down by about 2 points. Jimmy Butler was called for a foul. Marcus Smart missed a shot. Jimmy Butler then knocked down a shot to tie it, and then he just got busy from there. Max Strus made some free throws. Bam Adebayo had a shot underneath the basket. This was pitiful. This is sad. Boston had a lead here. You can't count out the Miami Heat. You can't. It's like the Celtics are being mismanaged and the Miami Heat are doing what they did against the Bucks. It's like, oh, yeah, they're supposed to beat us? Well, nah, they don't got it. Here's something that the Heat have. They got heart. They got heart. I didn't expect them to be doing this to the Boston Celtics. I didn't expect them to do this against the Bucks. I'm wrong. Series isn't over, but for right now, wrong. 855-212-4CBS. Chris is calling from California.
JR, how you doing, man?
Very well.
Great. I'm over here hanging out tonight in Sacramento at City Liquor and Party, man. We got some crazy, wild NBA fans up here. I don't know if you remember our last call. I was complaining, like ESPN Radio in Sacramento, they fade in and out with the game. Sometimes they cover them, sometimes they don't. So I'm cruising around. Game fades up. Tonight, I happen to pull in the City Party and Liquor. There's dudes watching the game. They got like two TVs going on top of cars here. These fans are wild, man. And I'll tell you what, JR, let's be honest. You lose the first two at home. She's through, man. I mean, Tatum choked. They're done. This isn't like the Lakers in Denver. Lakers, you know, they're going home. They're going to tie this up. We know that.
Oh, well, no. Well, I wouldn't say that. There's no difference there.
What? The home court, man. They dropped two at home, brother. Come on. They're going back to Miami. They're through. Even if, you know, they split.
What I'm saying to you is I don't care if the Los Angeles Lakers have the opposite to now go home. They're still in the same position. They're both down 0-2. They're cooked.
That's true.
They have work to do, whether they're playing on Mars or whether they're playing in another even territory. They both got their work cut out for them.
Well, I mean, that's an excellent point. I mean, I can't argue with that. I'm just saying I like the Lakers' position little bit more better than, Celtics. I can't remember the last time a team was down 0-2, losing first two at home and coming back to win the series. 93 Suns almost pulled it off against the Bulls in the finals, if you remember that one. Probably, I don't know, before your time, you were a young dude. But, Phil Jackson hokey-doked Paul Westphal in Game 6, Paxton wide open for three. Boom.
That's a little bit different when you have Michael Jordan running around here on the court. But here are the similarities between what's taking place right now between the Lakers and then also the Celtics. And it happens to be maddening to look at superstar players who cannot give you a consistent effort throughout a game. I don't care if it happens to be Anthony Davis on one side or if it happens to be Tatum on the other. I have no idea what the hell is going on with Brown in his hand. We saw in game one, he's holding his hand. He had cut, and he has just been shooting like garbage ever since.
Right.
Tatum is the best dude on the team. Anthony Davis is supposed to be the driving
force.
What did
he do in the fourth quarter? Mandatory, they had to win this game. I'm sorry to interrupt, man, but, you can't just disappear in the fourth quarter in a mandatory.
That's my point, Chris, and thank you for calling from California. You can't have Anthony Davis dropping 40 one game and then going 4-for-15 the next. This has been his MO. You can't be Jason Tatum and say, here's 50 points, 51, 52 points to close a game out, and then come out and have nothing in a fourth. This is the confusing part about the NBA right now. It's like there's no consistency. It's one thing to be a killer and then go out there and miss some shots. Like, Tatum didn't even attempt a field goal in the last game, in the fourth quarter. And tonight he takes three, he misses those, all his points come from the free throw line. Like, come on. You can't be this damn hot and cold. It's maddening. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Eric Spoelstra, he just sat down and spoke to the media. And then Robert Williams, he talked as well on why the Celtics have been so bad here to close out games. We'll hear from both of them on the other side of the break. I'm going to get some more of your calls as well. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, this is the reason why I love your show and love your opinion and everything else. I'm right there with you. I would love to celebrate them, but know what? Bring it on during the football season. Get this football team fired up.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I can tell you who's fired up. Jimmy Butler is fired up. I still love what he said after the last game, after game one. He said it perfectly. I don't care what anybody thinks about me or the team. I do not care who you are picking. That's a great attitude to have. The Miami Heat went on a 24-9 run halfway through the fourth quarter when Grant Williams started talking crap to Jimmy Butler. Grant Williams talks crap. Jimmy Butler, the Miami Heat, 24-9 run. They ultimately win the game tonight, 111-105. Head coach Eric Spoelstra, he was asked about the Miami Heat, their ability to come up big at the end of games, and this is what he said.
Eric, I know clutch games, the familiar theme of the season. You've told us all along how those moments help prepare for these moments. Can you talk about your team's poise and moxie down the strength in getting it done to go up 2-0?
Yeah, I think probably all those games, more than anything, it just makes you realize how tough it is. It really is tough. To win, it's even tougher to win in the playoffs. And then you're playing against a very good basketball team in Boston. You know, we've just had a lot of reps on learning how to deal with a lot of different emotions. I mean, there were so many different ebbs and flows of that game. But, you know, you start to wrap your mind around that it's going to be a long game, 48 minutes, and you got to win skirmishes. You know, we had to battle through deficits in both halves. But we showed that grit and perseverance to be able to hang in there and then, you know, make some plays.
Yeah. We made Jimmy Butler, man. He's the leader. He's the dude out there leading them. They're following in his footsteps. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Miami, pick up the phones, and talk to Mozart. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Mozart, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind? First of all, I want to say rest in peace to Jim Brown, one of the greatest human beings in the period. Happy related Haitian Flag Day to all my Haitians. It was yesterday. Second, the thing that I tell people about Jimmy Butler, he's one of the most underrated players. Everybody was talking bad about him for the last thing, thinking that he was a problem on the team. He went to one of the greatest basketball organizations and flipped the script on everybody right now. Look at the timeline of Miami Heat right now. 2019, we went to the finals. We lost to the Lakers. 2020, we got beat by the Bucks. 2021, I forgot what happened. But last year, we went game 7, and we almost went to the finals. The thing is that the Heat's playing like those 06 Giants. And I keep telling people, you can't be sleeping on everybody else because everybody else is playing with a chip on their shoulder because half of them are undrafted. Nah. Also, I told your coworker that Jokic is a fat Tim Duncan.
My coworker? Who's my coworker?
Well, one of your colleagues that basically did the sports radio show over the weekend. I called Jokic the fat Tim Duncan because he plays like Tim Duncan.
Okay. Well, thanks. I don't know if I have any coworkers here besides Shep who's here with me. But congratulations, Mozart. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And make sure and tell everybody stop sleeping on the Heat because that organization.
Wait. You're here live on the radio. Everybody heard what you just had to say. Why do I need to tell people when you just said it?
Well, the other thing is that here's
No. We've heard many a thing. So you went from Jim Brown to Haitian Flag Day, and now you're gone. Hey, Shep, that was a lot, man. Well, he was going to take us back to 1997 soon, man.
Yeah, that was. He's excited, I tell you that much.
Well, good for him.
By the way you say Mozart, I don't know if anyone can say that cooler than you can.
You think his parents named him Mozart?
Let me tell you something. It beats Beethoven.
Eight five five 212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Jeff is calling from Alaska. His name is Jeff. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, JR. These superstars can't play two games back-to-back because they rest them all season long. They don't play two games during the regular season. Sit on the bench making millions of dollars, and they can't put up two games back-to-back. Just like last night. LeBron got gassed in the fourth quarter because he ain't used to playing two games in a row. But we don't blame it on, you know, it's how many years it's been going on
Jeff.
Now.
Jeff. Do you know how old LeBron James is?
I know. And the altitude gets to him.
No. You know. So how old is he?
38.
How many years has he been playing basketball?
20. No, I mean in the league, 20.
How many additional seasons has he tacked on to his already time in the regular season?
Is he there to play to win or not?
No, you didn't answer my question. Is he played? Look, man, come on, Jeff. Let's come to planet Earth. If you want to make that point about Anthony Davis not being healthy or being available, if you want to make the overall point about NBA players not going through the course of a regular season and not having enough gas, then that's legitimate. But to make LeBron James the poster child of, did you see LeBron James last night? He was tired. Oh, well, how many games is he playing? The man has played more basketball than any human being that we've seen in the NBA. That's a fact. Like, give him a – if you're going to give anybody a break, give it to him. Like, yeah, sure, he's going to be tired. I mean, damn, LeBron James will be – I guess he'll be 40 years old. He'll still be out here averaging, I don't know, 20-plus points a game and 8-8. LeBron is going to revert back to his rookie year. What a sad day or numbers those were. 25-5 for a rookie. And LeBron will be 40 years old, and I don't know, he'll play 60-something-odd games, and then he'll average 28-8. And he'll still be pretty damn good, one of the best guards or point forwards, whatever you want to call him in the game. And people will be going, well, you know what? The guy ran out of gas, all that load management. Oh, is it load management or is he old? Is it his groin or is he old? Well, maybe all of it's happening because he's old. Make that case for Anthony, Mr. Glass Davis. Make that point there for him. But to look at LeBron, what is LeBron, a punching bag? I mean, sheesh. Jason Tatum is in the prime of his life. He's 25 years old. He played 74 games. You want to tell me Jason Tatum, the reason why he's falling apart at the end of a game is because, you know, he's been load managing? Like, come on. I think that's applicable to Joel Embiid. For as great of shape that Embiid has gotten in, he can do better, but can his body handle it? That's legitimate. To look at Anthony Davis and say, oh my God, Anthony Davis, maybe if he played a full season, maybe he'd be more consistent, maybe he'd be more aggressive. That's legitimate. But LeBron James, of all people, stop. Tell me about Kareem at the end of his career, too. Well, Kareem is only double-double. Magic Johnson is doing more of the work. Oh, Kareem, you need to step up. Come on. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Can LeBron James get old? He was garbage to a lot of people when he was young, and he was a loser then, and now he's a loser now. 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of a loser, Jaylen Brown just spoke. We'll hear from him on the other side, and I'm going to get to more of your calls here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights, fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
Attention listeners.
I'm pleased to announce that Radio Rental is returning for another installment of
Terrifying Tales.
If you happen to be new here, I'm Terry Carnation, current proprietor of the Radio Rental Video Store, where I possess a collection of the scariest true stories you've ever heard, all told by real people. Mark your calendars for, oh, apparently it's available right now. I'm a little late with this promo.
Listen for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.